Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Mary Przinski, here with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we're going to be talking about a hot topic at Mosaic Senior Life. And here today to tell us about what all the buzz is about is Amy Ferrari. She is the Director of Sales and Marketing for our new Life Plan community in development in Stanford called Mosaic Concierge Living. She comes to us with over 20 years of experience in various marketing and sales roles and 11 years of sales and marketing experience in Life Plan community. Amy's curious and caring demeanor lends itself well to assisting her clients in making the best decisions for their retirement and future. Let's get started with this big news. What is our new venture in Stanford, Amy?
Hi, Mary. Thanks so much for having me. Our new venture is a development project in Stanford on Long Ridge Road that will be a life plan community called Mosaic Concierge Living.
And what is the difference between a life plan community and an assisted living community?
There is a lot of differences. So a life plan community is a type of senior living community that offers a range of lifestyle and healthcare options on one campus, such as independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. It's also known as a continuum of care community. It provides older adults with access to culture, the arts, healthy foods, fitness programs, and a holistic approach to wellness. It also removes uncertainties and securities and secures lifetime protection for a predictable cost of if health and financial needs change over time. And it's a great option for couples who may have different support needs as they age versus an assisted living community where people move into the community already requiring some sort of care. At a life plan community, you do need to be an independent living resident.
So what does independent living mean to a person who's applying for a residency?
So our definition of independent living means that that you come to us with no pre-existing conditions that are chronic and degenerative. So what does that mean? That means a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia, Parkinson's disease, situations that aren't reversible and aren't gonna be stabilized. So residents do need to qualify for independent living. There's an assessment that is done to see where they are when they come to us.
So what is the entrance fee used for?
An entrance fee in a life plan community is required. This money is used for the community to for prepayment of your care and living arrangements, as well as to fund operating costs. Entrance fees may or may not be refundable when the resident moves out or lives their life out at the community. And some communities offer contracts that vary based on whether the resident chooses a 90% refund or a lesser option, such as 80 or 50% of the original entrance fee. In addition to entrance fees, residents pay a monthly fee, which, like a rent payment, is subject to contractually allowable increases over time. But the monthly fee within the community can vary based on factors such as the type and size of the residential unit, the level of care provided, as well as the contract type.
Good to know. And do I own my own residence if I ever decided to sign up?
Yeah, you don't own your own residence. It is a contractual agreement that the community will provide future health care. So it's not a residential or real estate transaction. It's a contractual agreement based on health care provided.
Okay. So why would I move when I'm healthy and living well in my own home?
So as we know, after the last few years of the pandemic, we've all learned how crucial socialization is for maintaining mental and physical health. For seniors, socialization is especially important, and the risks of senior isolation can be daunting. There's a certain percentage of people will probably never feel like they're old enough, quote unquote, for a life plan community. And I've heard people well into their 80s say this, but the reality is that there may be numerous benefits to making a life plan community move sooner rather than later, some of which people often do not fully realize until after they've moved. So moving to a life plan community at a younger age allows you to get involved in the community's many activities, makes friendships sooner. It can increase your overall wellness and reduces concerns about being healthy enough to qualify for entry, and in general can make the life plan transition easier.
Very much so. So how does long-term care insurance work if I live in a life plan community, and are there any tax benefits towards it?
It's a great question, David. Long-term care insurance is a great asset for anybody that as they're aging. So the way a long-term care policy will work at a life plan community is that when you start accessing your benefits, when you start requiring assisted living services, that's when you are qualified to access your benefits. You would then activate that benefit while you're receiving the care. You're paying the community, and the benefit will repay you, basically. So it's going to offset your healthcare costs overall.
It's almost like an extra policy kind
of.
So, and everybody's kind of paying into that when those needs need to be met.
Correct. So even if you don't have a long-term care policy, then you know, being in a life plan community under a type A life care benefit almost acts similarly to a long-term care policy.
That's good to know. And I don't think many people would know that right. If they've never experienced or know somebody who's in this type of new life plan community.
Right. Great. So you asked about tax benefits also, and being in a type A life care community under that benefit does allow you to have some sort of tax benefit. So if your medical expenses over the course of a tax year exceeds 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, you can deduct that difference. So it's true for anyone, whether you live in a retirement community like a life plan community or not. However, the deduction would only be available if you itemize your tax return rather than taking the standard deduction. So for residents in a life plan community, let's say you move into independent living residence and you're healthy overall and require no ongoing care services. Some people are surprised to learn that even in this case, you may still be able to take the medical expense deduction, assuming you qualify, based on what I previously described. So for a life care contract or a type A, and to a lesser degree, a modified fee-for-service contract, which is called a type B, it's more common that a portion of your fee is considered a prepaid health expense. So there's a complex formula to equate this. And your life plan community would send out an annual letter to inform residents that the amount is based on the community's budget and expenses for the year. So you share this with your CPA or tax advisor, and they'll know where to input that figure in addition to any other medical expenses you may have incurred for the year into your tax forms.
So seeing how Mosaic Senior Life is not-for-profit, are there benefits or differences between a nonprofit and a not-for-profit and a for-profit?
Yeah, there definitely is. So a for-profit community is a company whose primary goal is to earn income and profit for its founders, leaders, and sometimes employees. So the business shares out any revenue the company makes after paying its expenses and debts to various company stakeholders in a predetermined way. So for a not-for-profit community, that's an organization whose key focus is to provide a charitable benefit to the community. Rather than take profits and distribute them to company stakeholders, any profits earned by the community are reinvested in the nonprofit and used to further the organization's mission for the benefit of the community it serves.
great information. I want to quickly ask another question, because I think this will come up a lot when individuals are kind of contemplating, is this for me? We talked a little bit in the beginning about continuum of community with a holistic approach. Can we get in a little bit of detail about what are some of the services that are actually going to be on site, which is maybe like a spa, a gym? What is the community kind of going to look like overall?
Right. That's a great question. And we are still developing what the community will look like. But I do know, yes, we will have an indoor pool and a spa. We'll have, we're looking at a golf simulator room, for which is really great for our golfers. We want people to continue to stay active. We will have fitness rooms. We will have various restaurants and dining options, a movie room, a multi-purpose room that will have a stage for theater productions or some sort, lectures and things like that. So these types of communities offer a really great option for a lot of people who are looking for different things that they're interested in, or picking up old hobbies that they might have set down while they were raising their family. So you do see a lot of people who come back to maybe they were artists and suddenly now they're painting again. And that's really exciting to watch people kind of pick up an old hobby or interest and get a lot out of it that way.
Yeah, and then they don't have to go far or worry about transportation. Exactly. Everything kind of will be provided for you all under one bubble, which is great.
It is, exactly. It's exactly that.
So, Amy, if somebody is interested, how do they get started?
You can contact me at info@mosaiccl.org. And Mosaic is spelled with a Z, so it's info@mosaiccl.org. They can also call our office number, which is 203-365-6441. That's my office, and I'm happy to talk to anybody. Currently, right now, we are in a priority reservation phase, which means that we're in pre-sale marketing. So at our presentations, we are presenting what the community idea is, and we are offering a opportunity to get on a priority reservation list and become a member. And that is with a fully refundable $1,000 deposit. And in the fall of this year, we will be presenting our plans of the community with our floor plans, our pricing, and our site plan. At that time, people on that priority reservation list or in the club can then decide if they want to move forward, and they can select their residence and they would put down a deposit to proceed further.
And so the $1,000, I mean, really, that's not a big investment to get to that priority level, right, where they hear all of the details, and it's refundable if that's not for them.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very small investment to get a plan together. A lot of people enter into their 70s, and we're living very long now. So 70 years old doesn't seem old to people anymore. But there still needs to be a plan for your future retirement. When and if something comes up, a health crisis or a health change, a health need changes, you have a plan. I always say it's better to be 1 year too soon than one day too late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So much great information we learned here today. So I always like to kind of wrap up and say, here's what we learned for everybody that's listening. Mosaic Concierge Living is a new life plan community that will be on Long Ridge Road in Stamford, Connecticut. It'll have luxury residences with state-of-art kitchens and many elegant finishes. There'll be units in the healthcare center with assisted living, memory care, and of course, skilled nursing. And as a continuum of care, we will focus on a holistic approach to wellness with a variety of different services from a spa, gym, entertainment, of course, social gatherings, restaurants, and more. And it sounds like this is something that could benefit many people in the community. So thank you so much, Amy, for being with us today and telling us a little bit about our new exciting Mosaic Concierge Living.
Yes,
we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK. 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life.org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.